Glycogen store DC type 3, or GSD3, is a rare genetic disorder caused by the lack of the glycogen debranching enzyme. The lack of this enzyme promotes the accumulation of abnormal structure of glycogen in different tissues between them and the liver. This promotes hypoglycemia and hepatomegaly. Moreover, GSD3 patients develop hepatic fibrosis and hepatocellular carcinoma, pathologies that appear in the early childhood. The objective of this work was to characterize the mechanisms driving the hepatic degeneration in GSD3, and particularly to see the impact of the glycogen as fuel for tumor development. For that, we have used 14 model mice, females and males, like in AGL, gene that encodes for the glycogen debranching enzyme, and we have evaluated the tumor formation in them. We have also performed different histological, metabolic and molecular analysis in the liver and tumor of these mice to carry out our objectives. As first result, we have seen that GSD3 mice show hepatomegaly due to increased hepatic glycogen levels. With the serous red staining, we have also seen increased fibrosis in the liver of these mice, as well as we have observed that 13% of mice developed tumors, and particularly 70% of these tumors were ACC. According to tumor formation, we have observed increased plasmatic level of the tumor marker alpha fetoprotein. Therefore, we have also confirmed that our GSD3 mouse model showed the same phenotype observed in GSD3 patients. Secondly, we have evaluated the metabolic dysregulation that takes place in the liver of GSD3 mice. We have found reduced glucose 6-phosphate and lactate levels that indicate decreased glycolysis, and therefore the absence of the Warburg effect that cannot explain the tumor formation. GSD3 mice show also reduced lipid content, as we have seen with the oral staining, and this is confirmed by the reduction in the expression of different genes involved in the novel lipogenesis, as well as by reduced hepatic cholesterol levels and no changes in triglycerides levels, data that is not shown in the current poster. To follow and confirming the tumor formation, we have found reduced apoptosis as decreased level of CLIP-caspase 3 and 7 proteins shown in the liver of GSD3 mice, and moreover reduced P21 protein levels, protein involved in the cell cycle arrest, what therefore suggests an increase in the proliferation in the liver of these mice. Finally, we have seen that the hepatic tumors found in GSD3 mice show a reduction in the content of glycogen compared with the non-tumoral tissue, suggesting glycogen is the fuel that tumor cells are using to grow. Through transmission electron microscopy, firstly, we have confirmed that there is collagen accumulation and therefore fibrosis in the liver of mice like in AGL, as well as we have observed dilated endoplasmic reticulum. However, no difference in the main enzymes involved in the initiation of endoplasmic reticulum stress response have been observed, data that is not shown in the current poster. In this image, we can also see an increase in the autophagy feature in hepatic tumors found in GSD3 mice, which indicate an increase of the autophagy in these tumors compared to normal non-tumoral tissue. To conclude, we have observed tumor formation in a background of fibrosis without lipid accumulation in the liver of GSD3 mice. Moreover, since there is not an increase of the glycolysis, this means there is not Warburg effect, the huge amount of glycogen that is accumulated seems to be the fuel that the hepatocytes are using to proliferate. And particularly, the autophagy degradation of glycogen is the pathway driving the tumor formation. Therefore, our work showed the importance of glycogen as energetic substrate for tumor growth, and the relevance of our GSD3 mouse model to study new mechanisms behind HCC development.